I was thinking about returning it to the store here, and I wanted to see if they had it in stock.
Leather belt.
It's a black leather belt.
You know, them things go fast.
Yeah. So.
She said, "You look better today." I said, "Thank you, ma'am." Your arm is fine.
Oh, good.
Getting there. Yeah. I got another appointment coming up, so I got to go to the doctor because they think I probably tore or something.
Okay.
But other than that, they say for your arm to be so stiff, you sure can move it. Hey.
How'd you hurt your arm?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. I've been having real bad problems with my left side. It was to the point where it was messing with my heart. They thought I was having a stroke.
Didn't find out what it was, what
no,
was called.
They still can't. I don't like going to the doctors because they don't tell me anything.
Right. Yeah.
They can't tell me anything.
I'm with you.
Ooh, Chris, I smell it. Some
fries. Yeah. After our conversation, I had to go grab me something.
You got my number, all you gotta do is call me anytime. I cater whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad to know that. I'm gonna go get me some cars, babe. Pass them out.
Yeah, I'll pass them out for you.
Mm-hmm. My son will work on that today.
Yep.
Whole Foods. I don't like that store.
Whole Foods.
Them or Mariano's. I just can't get jiggy with it. It's sad that you gotta pay so much money to be healthy, but junk food is just.
It's easy to get.
And that is expensive now, too. Mm-hmm. $5 for a bag of chips. I'm fine.
Man, that's crazy, right?
If you wanna be, you know, you can make your own potato chips at home. Mm-hmm. They ain't nothing but potatoes.
Right. Fried and small.
I think that's what I'm gonna do next.
Make some potato chips?
Yep, I ain't never did that. I did the donuts, everybody would go crazy.
Oh yeah, oh donuts, man.
Yeah, I love making donuts for Easter.
At a bakery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One bakery I love, I like the Mexican bakery.
Okay.
Ooh, they got some good stuff up in there. Hmm. You know, they mess around with sweets real bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sweets and hot stuff.
That's about right.
I ain't been on no bus in years.
I haven't been on a bus in a minute myself.
I can't even stomach to be on
a
bus right now.
All the stuff going on.
Yep. And then I hate how they changed the seat. They should have left the hard seats. So you can see if somebody pissed in the seat or something.
Yeah.
You sit down.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You can't tell if somebody, if the seat is wet or not.
Yeah.
You gambling with your ass cheek every time you sit down. Like, no, I can't do this.
Oh, man.
Then all the homeless people, I don't see how they allow homeless people to run this the way they do. They took over all the bus stops.
They don't have nowhere else to go.
It could be somewhere else for them to go, but they choose not to. I be wanting to know, like, do anybody be going to these schools that's been abandoned for years? Anybody ever been inside of them to go actually see? Because it could be, you never know what's going on in them abandoned schools.
Uh-huh.
What? Anybody go up in there, go check. I believe police got some type of stains or doing something in them abandoned buildings for them schools.
Uh-huh.
But some of these schools, they've been abandoned for years and years. Just like, I don't know why, though. Instead of having all them immigrants in front of the police station, that's where they need to be putting them at. But I still want to know what be going on in them abandoned schools.
All kinds of stuff. I guarantee all kinds of stuff.
Gotta put that out there in the universe for them to start cracking open these doors to these abandoned places. Mm-hmm. And I'll be looking at these people, these rich people. Why y'all? Ooh, that's gonna get stopped all the way up. There's no water going down that sewer.
Oh, right over here?
Mm-hmm. They're gonna be the street man right there. Nah, it's the sewer right here. The water filling up. It's gonna be flooded right here in a minute. Huh. That's it. Well, it's supposed to be raining for a while, I'm saying.
It's gonna rain for a little bit, huh?
I like when it be like this. It puts the niggas in the house.
Oh, this is my favorite summer days.
Give you a scary movie?
How many days? And then the sun come out, dry it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not when it's not too hot.
This is my picnic weather. Mm-hmm. I like being outside
in the rain. Yeah, I love it. Took rain walks.
Mm-hmm. You want some play in the rain, yeah. You scared to get wet, baby? Well, you know a lot of girls is, so their face don't melt and they
wear
it.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing ain't gonna happen to me is my husband will go back into his regular state, afro. I need to try something different from the Mexican.
You ever eat Ethiopian food or African food?
I said I want to try some. I'm going to start trying different food.
Yeah. You ever make it yourself?
Make yeah, I about can. I sure can't wait. I had made some mini dressing cupcakes. They were so good. They were so cute.
What kind of cupcakes?
You don't dress them.
Yeah.
That's all it is anyway. I'm a cornbread.
Right, yeah, that's all.
And stuff that goes up in it. The key to making it taste like dressing is nothing but sage and celery salt.
Right.
So I make it into individual little cupcakes, and then I slice of cranberry sauce to put on top of it like icing.
What?
That's the beef bang.
That's a great idea.
I'm always doing something extra.
That's nice.
I did the cupcakes too that was stuffed with all the fillings, with the macaroni and cheese, greens,
what?
And stuff. I did that one too.
You stuffed cupcakes with macaroni and cheese?
Mm-hmm. I be liking doing all that stuff like that. The jumbo, especially the jumbo macaroni shells. Man, I stuffed the mess out of them.
Wow.
My friend called me while I was up in the, can you make me a pan of your Italian beef mashed potatoes?
What?
Yeah, you know, homemade mashed potatoes with the Italian beef on top of them?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. Gonna be my mashed potato bowls. You trying to tell KFC ain't got nothing on me. Do the Italian beef burritos and all this other stuff. I'm like, look.
Text message from Pierre. How long will that be?
I had made them slabs. These buildings be looking so nice. One day. I need to try to figure out how to get in the run these days.
Text message from Pierre. Okay.
Lakeshore Drive is a nice, it's a nice ride, yeah, late at night, you know?
There, but you just gotta watch out for them drunk drivers.
Yeah. Changed a lot from, you know, years ago.
Yes.
I haven't been to Bud Building in so long. Then they had that rapper, what's his name, Lil Durk, had a concert over the weekend, and they had to shut it down early because they were shooting up there.
Well, they were fighting this time too.
And then they started looting the United Center. Like community centers, give them jobs that they can.
A nightclub or something for them to go.
And some work.
Yeah. A little nightclub and stuff where they can go to at night. Mm-hmm. You know how they like to be out here at night? You know, a little nightclub where you got mass security. You know, they can't drink because, you know, they underage.
Then what you waiting on the turn, homie?
Get them something to be excited about, to look forward to do something. The parents don't care about their kids out here.
Yeah, it sure seems that way, though.
And then, plus, parents is out here doing the same thing with them. So it really don't even matter. Okay, all the homeless people back up under the bar lots, I see.
They're back under there, huh?
Yeah, down here they is. I don't know if they down there by my house. But I'll be liking that because now I got somewhere to go bring my food to.
I got a lot of places because I work with the homeless. I'm the Midwest Regional Coordinator for the National Union of the Homeless. I'm having a homeless awareness festival Saturday, by the way, in Humboldt Park from 1 to 6.
Okay.
I have food and everything there. DJ.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stay right down 53rd and Cox Road. All the homeless people was over there. I used to come out. Pass out plates all the time to them. What,
nice.
For us? I'm like, yeah, this for y'all.
Nice.
Wow. my friends look at me like I was crazy. I'm like, I got some leftovers. Let me pack it up and eat them. You gonna use your good plastic bowl? Well, I don't care about this. I've got these at the dollar store.
You know.
Both of them, him and her, he's complaining. Look, I cook for y'all all the time. Don't be stingy.
Right.
These people be out here be needing this stuff. And they be appreciative, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
Thank you. I feel like you're welcome, baby, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of miss doing that.
Yeah. All right, go through these encampments, people sleeping in tents outside, you know.
You need somebody's help, you can always call me.
I will.
Helping with stuff like that.
I will definitely let you know.
I really do like helping with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good when you just help.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell people, you know, if you don't know nothing about it, then hey.
I
know what it feels like to be home. They ain't no joke.
Yeah, it's not.
And people always, why you like to be in the house only? Because, well, if you ever been home before, then you already understand
exactly on
what it is.
Right. That's right.
You will understand, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't got to be out here like, I done did the streets. Mm-hmm. I literally had to live in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me to be able to be on my two feet and have my own stuff, mm-hmm. I feel good. I got somewhere to be.
That's right. Right. I had a friend. I was at a meeting for the homeless, like last winter, and one of my friends or colleagues I was working with said, "Man, Chris, I got a family that just became homeless due to their house burning down." You know, I said, "Well, just send me their name and number, and I'll reach out to them and see what kind of help I can get them." My last name Shuttlesworth, right? So. He sent me the text message, he put my last name, and he put the other person's number, and I'm like, well, why he put my name and their number? Who am I supposed to ask for? I said, sorry, don't worry about it. So I called the number up, and I introduced myself. My name is Chris Shuttlesworth, and I work with the homeless, but, you know, my friend didn't tell me who to ask for. He didn't give me a name, so I don't know who to ask for. Again, my name is Chris Shuttlesworth. What's your name? He said, Mr. Shuttlesworth. You know, that's not no name like Smith and Jones, right? So, it turned out to be my first cousin. I hadn't seen in over 30 years.
Wow.
My dad's oldest brother, son. Yep. And what's even worse, though, I mean, we ended up connecting after that, but he just died.
Dang.
He just died a month ago.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
So, I embrace every moment, you know what I mean?
Yes. I be having a lot of stuff I can give you too.
Okay.
I give away to them.
Yeah.
I got some good shoes and stuff up in there. Okay. You know, I take care of all my stuff. I never know when I'm going to get some more stuff. People often, man, you had them shoes for 5 years. I don't even look like it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Because you keep it up.
Yes.
You know you don't touch that door.
I do got a lot of stuff though that I can give to you to get to them because I know people be needing shoes.
Yes. Yes. I'll let you know when I'm going to, well, I'll be over at the encampment this weekend, actually.